Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and it's always a delight to have you joining me here on this platform. We are excited to have you here. We have been talking about a topic that's interesting to a lot of people, growing your business. And we just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. And for those who may be new, welcome. Welcome. Thank you for joining me. And I say it every week, and I say it because I truly mean it. For my faithful listeners, those of you who've been with me since day one, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me. You are the best. You have been there to support me. You have been there to give me encouragement, and you're just the best. Thank you so much. And I just love, 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 love you, and I just give a virtual hug to you, and welcome back to the show today. And again, those who may be new, you may be wondering, well, what is the purpose of this show? Well, we do our best to bring information that enlightens, informs, entertains. We talk about quite a few things. We talk about business development, those who may be entrepreneurs, those who may be considering becoming entrepreneurs, small business, medium-sized business. And some of these concepts also are good for larger businesses as well. So thank you for joining us. We also talk about relationships here on the show because I do think that we're relational and we need to know how to get along. We need to know how to get along with people. And you know, I was talking to someone this week in regards to that very topic as it relates to their organization and, you know, knowing how to communicate. You know, even as adults, many adults find it difficult or don't know how to communicate properly in a way that encourages either solutions or in a way that encourages creativity. You just don't know how to do it. So that may be something you have to learn. So, yeah, we do talk about that here on the show. But for the last few weeks, we have been talking about your business. We have discussed planning your business, launching your business, managing your business. And now we are finishing up on the topic of growing your business. These have been some really good topics. In fact, it kind of took my mind back to when I was starting my businesses and some of the things that I had to do, the research I had to do, and questions that I had to answer. And I tell you, it just took my mind back to those times. Really good memory. So if you're in that stage of the process, I promise you, it can be so much fun. It really, really can be. There are moments that can be so much fun, but then there are other moments that may not be as fun because, you know, you really have to plan and process and dig into the details. And when I started my business and also an organization, the details were the things that really got to me. I worked with the board, and I tell you, I was fortunate because some of the board members were people that I love dearly, and they would tell me the good, the bad, and the ugly. And you need someone on your board that's willing to constructively tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly if you run a business. And I was fortunate enough to have that. But not only that, I'm going to tell you one of the key things that's so important, and sometimes people just miss it. Managers miss it. Directors just miss it. Lots of times when people are giving you constructive criticism is what they call it, constructive criticism, or they're giving you information that you may not necessarily want to hear, it is the mature, astute manager, CEO, director, program executive that knows how to listen. Not only just listen, but take the information that you're being given, process through it, and use what you can use, discard what you don't need, and don't take it personal. It's really easy to take things personal, but you know, lots of times when people are serving on your board or your employees or your staff, many times they really do have the best interest of the company in mind because they want to be a part of something that's successful, something that's running well. And just because an idea may not be your idea or just because you may not like the suggestion doesn't mean that it is not a good one for your business or for your company. So learn how to listen. I had to learn to do that. In fact, I was told to do that. You need to learn how to listen. Listen more than you talk. And I declare that has been some of the best suggestions, one of the best suggestions that I have received in my business life and my personal life as well. So just wanted to share that with you. But today we're talking about growing your business. And, you know, Veterans Day is coming up. I don't know if you are a veteran, but Veterans Day is coming up. And there are business opportunities out there for veterans as well. So for those of you who are veterans, I know November the 11th is Veterans Day, and of course we celebrate veterans, those who have fought for this country, those who are fighting for this country, those who, whether you were in the trenches or you were managing or you were in charge of a group or a department, we celebrate you, not just on the 11th, but we celebrate you every day. And so before Veterans Day, I want to say thank you so much for your service. But there are programs that are out there for veterans. If you are a veteran and you are wanting to start a business or even grow your business, there's great support out there. I have mentioned this resource to you before, the Small Business Administration. They have some awesome information. In fact, I get I've had people from the SBA on as guests, and it was just a great program, just great information. So if you are a veteran and you're interested in starting a business, by all means, if you're looking for funding for your business, if you are a veteran, they have programs like Lender Match to try to match you with lenders who have programs specifically for veterans, those who've been in the military or are in the military. They have loan programs. In fact, I think one of the programs provide up to $2 million to help to cover operating costs. That you may not be able to meet due to the loss of an essential employee or someone who may have been called to active duty. So yes, take advantage of those programs. They also have a program for entrepreneurs. For veterans who may want a training program or a training track, They have programs for transitioning, those who may be transitioning. The training is offered to veterans, no matter when you served in the military. In your community, there's also programs specifically for women veterans. They have a training program for women who have been in the military or serving in the military, and you're wanting to start a business, become an entrepreneur. There are programs out there for you as well, and funding out there specifically for you as well. If you're disabled, if you're a disabled veteran, yes, they have programs and training programs out there for disabled veterans as well. So please keep that in mind. And if you are a veteran and you're wanting to contract with the government, there is training out there for you. There are resources out there for you to help you through that. So veterans, if you are a female or a woman, women-owned businesses, not just veterans, you don't necessarily have to be a veteran to participate in some of these programs, but there's funding out there for women who own small businesses. There are eligibility requirements, so you definitely need to be aware of those. But women-owned small businesses, federal contracting program, there is a program out there as well. So I'm encouraging you to take advantage of some of those programs. There's also another program called Dream Builders, and its goal is to introduce their participants to the different areas of business ownership. They use a curriculum that they hope is engaging. It's a curriculum that's featured in English and in Spanish. And at the end of that program, the women leave with a business plan to start their own business. Or if you currently have a business, it can help you to develop your existing business, and that's called Dream Builder. So take advantage of these programs because it can help you, possibly help you, to grow your business. Did you know all of that was out there? I bet you didn't. I bet you didn't know all of that was out there. Well, it is, and it is available to you. And I hope you'll take advantage of some of these wonderful resources. Take advantage of some of those resources. They're out there. And when I come back, I'll also maybe share with you a couple other things as well as it relates to growing your business. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
I want to thank you so much for joining me today. We are finishing up our topic on growing your business. As you know, if you've been with me for the last few shows, we have been discussing growing your business, launching your business, planning your business. We've talked about quite a few things, and we're finishing up on growing your business. And when we left on the break, I was sharing with the women that there are programs out there specifically for you. And if you are a veteran, there are programs out there for women veterans. But there are also programs out there, even if you're not a veteran, that you can participate in, and I mentioned one of the programs, the Dream Builder program. That's a program that you may want to just look into. It may or may not be for you. And if it's not for you, that's okay. It's out there, but there are so many other programs out there as well that you might want to take a look at that may be helpful for you if you're trying to grow your business, if you're trying to expand your business. There's some things out there you may want to take a look at. Now, there's also, depending on what it is that you're wanting to do, if you're wanting to contract with the federal government, there is the Women-Owned Small Business Federal Contracting Program. And, again, all you have to do is look this up online. Just Google resources for women-owned businesses. They are out there. And the wonderful thing about it is it's more than just one or two. There are quite a few out there. And if you're wanting to maybe just before you dive in to starting your business, oh, my goodness, we've done programs on that too. Go back to the archives. But you can also check out the Small Business Administration. They have so much information on their website. In fact, we've had guests from the Small Business Administration on our show, and they did a wonderful job of talking to us about various things. So if that's something that you're interested in doing and you're wanting to start your business, remember, there are plenty of resources out there for you. One of the things that I want to say, too, no matter what area you're wanting to start your business in, whether it's real estate, construction, if you're wanting to start a nonprofit, if you're wanting to start a hair salon or clothing company, it doesn't matter. There are some things that you will need to know, just some basic things that you're going to need to know. And one of those things, we talked about it. We talked about it extensively on here, is planning your business and doing your research. But in addition to that, I want you to know you are not alone. That's probably the best news as it relates to starting your business. You're not alone. There's so much information out there, and so many people have done it before you, meaning they have left a trail. They have left information. There's information out there to help you get started. So don't be fearful. Don't be alarmed. You can do this. The Association of Women's Business Centers, that's another organization that may be helpful if you are a female and you're wanting to start a business. Now, listen, even if you're not a female, it doesn't hurt to take a look at some of these resources. Take a look at some of the stuff that's on these websites, because I'm telling you, it's some good stuff out there. It really, really is. So take a look at it. One of the things that you will find on with the Association of Women's Business Centers, you can become a member if you choose to, but there are also various locations. And you can look on their website to see if they're in your area. They have business tools. They have conferences, training. They have all kind of things and the resources. They have webinars, development tools. There's all kind of things that they have on their website for your success. Some of the resources they have are for members only. So if you are a member, you can access that information. But they have topics that talk about fundraising, how you and your board will fundraise. They have webinars and things that help you to talk about that and look through that and figure that out for your board. What's the role of your board? And these are things that you will learn. If you don't know, these are some of the things that you will learn. So when you're starting a business, especially if it's a nonprofit or if it's a business where you need a team or board, what is the role, knowing what the role is? And how can you all participate in fundraising for your company? And we kind of talked about this in one of the other shows, but sometimes people just aren't comfortable talking about raising funds for the company or how you're going to manage the company. What are going to be the sources of your resources, your financial resources? How do you overcome that? How do you strengthen your board with people? What type of people do you need on your board to give it the highest probability of being successful? And some people run companies, they don't have a board, they don't have an executive team or executive committee. They don't do that. They don't meet. They don't do any of those things. But is it necessary? And if you do, does it give you a higher chance of being successful? Okay. So whether you have a board or not, and maybe we'll get into that one day. What setting up the board for your company or the executive team for your company. We talked a little bit about leadership before, but if you're wanting to start a company, if you are wanting to launch a company, this is something that you probably are going to need to look at, your staff. So those are some things that the Association of Business Women Center, they have information that may help you in that regard. Now, there are other organizations out there, too. There's also for female businesses, they have Chamber of Commerce, the United States Women's Chamber of Commerce. That's available as well. Now, again, this information is not just good for women. Although it is for women, the organizations are for women, but you can always go to their website and kind of take a look around and see what kind of resources they have, what kind of news is out there, because the whole point of a lot of this information is to help your business to be successful. So that's why we bring these topics. And I'm hoping that, you know, if you're listening, I'm hoping that at some point, if you don't have a business, well, maybe you will consider it, because I'm telling you, small businesses are the backbone of this country. They really, really are. They really are. And when we come back, I'm going to share just a little bit of information with you regarding small businesses here in the United States. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again, so I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app. Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
I want to just say thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and it is always a delight for me to have you with me here today. And today we are finishing up on a topic of growing your business. We're actually finishing up on that topic today. And there's some really good information out there for those who are trying to start a business, but I wanted to just leave a little bit of information with you today in regards to businesses, entrepreneurs, small businesses. And according to the United States Small Business Administration, there are currently 29.6 million small businesses operating. Yes, 29.6 million small businesses operating. Maybe more than that now. And they employ, oh my goodness, and this is one of the reasons I wanted to share this with you. They employ about 57.9 million people. And 99.9% of all businesses in the United States qualify as a small business. Did you know that? I know you didn't. That's why I wanted to share it with you. 99.9% of all businesses in the United States qualify as a small business. Mm-hmm. So, healthy small businesses can offer more employment opportunities here in the United States. So that's one of the reasons when we come on, we say, you know, we want to build small businesses in the community so that we can put people to work, because small businesses put people to work. And if it's a healthy business, if it's a healthy small business, there's an opportunity to employ more people and help to reduce the unemployment rate. And half the population in the United States either works for a small business or they own one. That's right. They either work for one or they own one. Mm-hmm. So, what is the health of your small business? Or if you decide to start a business, what is going to be the health of your small business? Because you want a healthy small business. And quite a few of the things that we talk about on this show, the topics that we talk about on this show, we develop them and we talk about them because we do want you to have a healthy business and to grow a healthy business. And also, according to the federal government, if you have a business with 500 employees or fewer, that qualifies as a small business in the United States. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the most popular form of small businesses in the United States? The most common form of business structure in the United States is the sole proprietorship. It accounts for probably more than 70% of businesses that are currently active. You may be wondering, why is that? Well, for those of you who have been researching it, or for those of you who have your own business, most of you already know that the sole proprietorship is probably one of the easiest business structures to form. It doesn't necessarily have to have trade names or any legal entity to create it. You know, you may just decide you want to work for yourself. You get your business license that you may need or you're required to have, and you just go to work. Yeah. And that's one of the largest business structures, the sole proprietorship. There are also partnerships, C corporations, S corporations. So I just wanted you to know that small business owners, make up the majority of the type of businesses that are out there. And some are family businesses. In fact, about 90% of the businesses in the United States are either family-owned or family-controlled. And family-owned companies are responsible for half of the gross national product, or the GNP, in the United States each year. Mm. So you see, you will be in good company if you decide you want to start your own business. I encourage you to do that. You know, my dad told me years ago, he said, you know what, if you want to be successful, dear, you need to surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm encouraging you to do that. If you want to start your business, or you want your business to grow, or you want it to become healthier, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. Get advice from people who are smarter than you are, and listen to this show every week. Well, thank you so much for joining me. It's always a delight, and I hope you have a wonderful, productive week. This is Sharon.